One of the joys of parenting is the opportunity to reread favorite childhood books. This confrontation with a past self can elicit perplexed reactions. But some books are so amazing, they impress you even more as an adult. For me, that book is Momo by Michael Ende. If the name rings a bell, it is probably because you know his other work, The Neverending Story. While Momo never achieved the same international fame, I consider it his best and most timeless tale. First published in 1973, it is surprising how it anticipated our current world of endless productivity and consumerism to the detriment of our humanity. A homeless girl, Momo, suddenly appears in an abandoned amphitheater. She creates a community of endearing characters who support her so she can avoid the orphanage. However, the gray gentlemen have infiltrated Momo's town, convincing unsuspecting inhabitants that they need to save time. Adults rush through work and abandon hobbies, friends, families, and pets, to make deposits into the time bank. In the meantime, the parasitic gray gentlemen consume other people's time to survive, and any saved hours are lost forever. Only Momo can save the world, aided by a fortune-telling turtle and Mr. Hora, time's custodian who lives in the nowhere house among thousands of clocks. Will Momo succeed in her quest? You will need to read Momo to find out. I'm Frances Yeager, and that is my perspective.